as if it were a game, not so much as a Brussels sprout was missing. But by and by, whole cauliflowers dropped out. And instead of them, there were pictures of babies without faces. She drew them when she should have been totting up. They were Mrs. Darling's guesses. Wendy came first, then John, then Michael. For a week or two after Wendy came, it was doubtful whether they would be able to keep her, as she was another mouth to feed. Mr. Darling was frightfully proud of her, but he was very honourable, and he sat on the edge of Mrs. Darling's bed, holding her hand and calculating expenses, while she looked at him imploringly. She wanted to risk it, come what might, but that was not his way. His way was with a pencil and a piece of paper. And if she confused him with suggestions, he had to begin at the beginning again. "Now don't interrupt," he would beg of her. "I have £1.17 here and 2 and 6 at the office. I can cut off my coffee at the office, say 10 shillings, making 2 9 and 6. With your 18 and 3 makes 3 9 7, with 5 0 0 in my cheque.